based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 19 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Dan Miller with us from Building Rural Wealth. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, well, Milestone Financial Group. But, you know, we are building rural wealth. That's all right, Aaron. Hey, it's Monday, all right?
This has been one of those mornings. I did get Dan Miller right.
So you did, yep, absolutely.
Milestone, that's going way back.
There you go. Oh, no, well, it's still Milestone Financial Group, and we are building rural wealth. But
Dan Miller, all right. So how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. Hey, we got to see the grandkids. Any weekend we get to see the grandkids is a good one. So
you bet.
It was our grandson's second birthday party, so that was fun.
Oh, you bet. So. Did you dance to the halftime show last night?
I did not watch it. I did not watch one second of it. I'll be honest with you, I only watched about half of the game. Well, we were late getting back. I mean, we didn't get back. It had already started by the time we got back from Altoona. And then, no, I was not going to watch the halftime show and refused to do that. And then I got to watching – I hadn't seen Knights of the Seven Kingdoms yet on HBO, so I watched that and the last episode. And so, yeah, no, I didn't.
No, I didn't either. I didn't watch
it. I'll be honest with you, the Chiefs aren't in there, and they have been for about the last –
Your interest level
What is it, six out of the last seven or five out of the last six, I think. It's five out of the last six, so – my interest wasn't quite
as
good.
That's what I
good,
thought. So. Yeah. I didn't watch it either. I mean, I didn't watch the game at all.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Caleb Roebuck with us. Caleb, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. Morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
How was your weekend?
It was good. We had a little busy weekend, too. Had a nice volleyball tournament for our oldest daughter in Des Moines. So, got to go.
How'd that go?
You're used to that, sitting through volleyball tournaments and stuff.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. She's in eighth grade, but they played a 10th grade tournament. So, a little bit stiffer competition, but it's fun watching them play.
They're getting better that way.
They are. They is. But those are long days, too. But, hey, with their winning, though, it is fun.
Yeah,
so.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I told Caleb, I said, that was always a fun thing about Red Oak. You know, we would go to those tournaments, and we'd usually win, you know, and we're there all day. It got to be long days, but it was fun. And and to see him compete against better schools, I mean, I can remember going to Ankeny and going to all those places, you know. And I'll never – sorry to jump in here, but I'll never forget one time we're up at Ankeny playing, you know, and we're going into the finals playing Ankeny Crush. I remember was the name of the team we were playing. And I can remember hearing these other moms up in the crowd, and they were going, Red Oak? Where is Red Oak? You know, in other words, like, who is this little podunk school up here playing in our big-time tournaments? You know, it was just funny. But anyway.
I love it. I got to tell you a story. We all have Red Oak. We have Tiger volleyball stories. I remember Coach Montgomery. Allie was in fifth grade, and we were at Missouri Valley. I remember it. And it was not Missouri Valley. It was Ottawa. And we walked out of a tournament one Saturday, and I thought, this is the most awful. That was, the kids were little.
Yeah.
Little. And I remember Coach Montgomery said, this is rough, but hang with me.
Yeah.
And she, because she had the rules, you know, you can't serve underhanded. You got to serve overhanded.
Absolutely,
and all these things, and all the other students, and you know what? Coach Montgomery was dead spot on right.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that started. I remember Coach Spangenberg was the same way with those girls when they were really little.
Yeah, you start young.
Yep, you're not serving it underhanded. You're going to serve it overhanded, even though it goes into the net every time.
Coach Montgomery was just, she was exactly right. So, anyway, and they had a lot of success through the years, too, because of that. Well, I got to tell you, taxes suck. Okay, let's talk about this, Dan.
Well, and then here's what yours are trying to tell you. You know, that's the title of our show today. Well, we just thought it was very apropos with being tax season. I mean, we're in the thick of tax season right now. And, and let's just say it out loud. You know, nobody looks forward to taxes. I mean, have you ever heard anybody say, man, I can't wait. I get to do my taxes, you know.
I have never heard that.
No, nobody, anybody. You know, nobody looks forward to doing them, paying them, anything. And, you know, we all work hard all year, and, you know, maybe your income was solid, you got your bills paid, your business felt steady, whatever. Life felt pretty normal, and then tax season shows up, and suddenly, you know, the numbers are like, man, this is not what I signed up for. This isn't what, you know. And what's the shock? It's that tax bill, you know. And guess what? It's not a mistake. You know, it may be the first honest thing your finances have said to you all year. You know, because oftentimes we see taxes can expose gaps, misalignments, decisions that weren't maybe coordinated with everything else. You know, and when it comes to tax season, pretending it's just bad luck, you know, that only unfortunately helps it oftentimes to happen again next year.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to talk about what your tax bill may really be telling you and why thinking about this now may hurt a lot less than being surprised again next year.
Absolutely.
Okay. And Aaron, I've got to put the disclaimer out there. Remember, nothing that we take and say here today should be taken as tax advice. You got to speak with your own tax professional regarding your specific situation. But we do feel like there's some pretty good things to take away here regarding, you know, how to work with your taxes and the rest of your financial picture.
Okay. Here we go. So why does it feel like a betrayal, Caleb?
It does kind of sometimes, you know, it's we're all paying our fair share. But, yeah, kind of like Dan said, when you get that bill at the end of the year, it kind of does. But, you know, the truth is, you know, taxes really aren't sneaky, you know, if you think about it. But, again, if you wait till the end of the year to look, they can be. But, you know, they're kind of just late to the party. You know, because they show up at the end, you're like Dan said, hey, you're living, you're doing your business.
Yep.
And, you know, our kind of, or my kind of point too is, you know, taxes, doing your taxes at the end of the year is always a backward looking exercise. You know, you're looking at what just happened for the past year,
right.
You know, 3 months into the next year. So, and what we find is, you know, people often make decisions in pieces too, which affect their tax bill. You know, they might have their bank and investment accounts at one place here, they have their retirement accounts over here. And then they're making their household and business decisions over here and not, you know, kind of looking at all the pieces or coordinating them together. And, you know, it's hard for those things to talk to each other anyways. But, you know, your tax bill may be the moment that they all kind of scream back at you. That's when they all kind of come together and do show you what it is. And some examples of those surprises are, you know, we've had a couple good years in the stock market. So you might have capital gains in your non-qualified investment accounts or your mutual funds. You know, you might have sold an asset or inherited an asset. You know, which can create another surprise bill either on your tax bill, or we're seeing a lot more also with like your Medicare tax bill or that IRMA tax and stuff too. Also, your business income might have changed and, you know, you didn't realize it and you didn't withhold enough throughout the year. Anything, you know, all these create surprises where, hey, it's stuff that happened throughout the year that if you were thinking about it, they could have been. But these shocks also aren't judgment. They're life happens. You know, it's often, like we said, kind of the truth arriving late. Because, like Dan said, the taxes aren't a mistake. They are kind of what they are, unfortunately. Uh-huh. And, you know, that may be the moment that your finances stop lying to you. But it's at your time to be like, all right, what is the truth and what is happening? How do I wrestle with this?
So what about emotionally if we ignore the signals that we're talking about, Dan? What are we looking at there?
Well, you know, we've seen it happen a lot of times. And I know I've had to be, you know, conscious of this myself. You know, sometimes if you ignore those signals that kind of come from your taxes, you know, you may start second guessing your past decisions. You may hesitate to make new investments or to take any chances and make any changes going forward. And, you know, we've seen folks where, oh, man, I'm just going to hold on to my cash just in case. And they won't invest. They won't reinvest. You know, so over time, this can build into a very defensive behavior. And you may want to stop planning for the future. You stop taking any calculated risks. You stop thinking ahead. So often the real cost isn't just dollars. It's anxiety, hesitation, and stress that, you know, may keep growing every year that you ignore the signals. So, you know, again, not planning is more than just about the money.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of planning, so if you're perfection doesn't exist, Caleb, right? It's just not there. Perfection doesn't exist. But you can coordinate, you can plan, right? So tell me about that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, most people think, you know, that the goal is to minimize or pay no taxes at all. And that sounds like a good goal, but that also can kind of be a trap later on down the road too. You know, what we think the smarter goal is, you know, coordination, not perfection, like you said, you know, because in any plan, life is going to continue to happen. Tax laws are going to change,
right.
Anything like that. But, you know, coordinating and understanding, you know, how one decision affects the other. Hey, how a business decision might affect my cash flow or my investment or my taxes, you know, and it's looking at and accepting those trade-offs intentionally. You know, when we talk about planning with folks, it is about trade-offs. Hey, if you want to retire earlier, then, hey, there's trade-offs to what you need to do of save more, spend less, or vice versa, you know. But it's hard sometimes to always see that. And you do want to connect your investments, your income, your retirement strategies, and your goals to your tax person. But like Dan said, hey, that does take some coordination with, you know, an advisor you're working with, your tax person, but also yourself and your spouse of what's going on. And that coordination planning, you know, it's not going to eliminate taxes, But, you know, our goal to help people with is to help reduce that shock, help reduce that stress of when it comes up. Like Dan said, nobody looks forward to, you know, that April deadline. But, you know, that feeling that your finances aren't lying to you, you are in control of what's happening throughout the year, and you can, like, take advantage of some of these things, or you're not just reacting to what your tax situation is at the end of the year. Especially if you're paying in or getting a refund. Again, there's things that getting a big refund can tell you that you need to do as well, too.
So when we talk about taxes, I think the tax code is 60 or 70,000 pages long. I mean, literally, I think it's somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable. No one can know all that. So how do you even know, for the average person, even what questions I should be asking?
Well, I mean, you know, you need to just research a little bit. But, yeah, realize you don't need to memorize that tax, the tax laws. I mean, nobody does. You just need some better questions and work with a professional. You know, questions such as, how will this choice affect my taxes this year and potentially next year? Again, like Caleb said earlier, you don't want to wait to the last minute and just have it be a big surprise.
Yeah.
You know, which of our income sources are predictable and which ones may fluctuate? Am I assuming everything will be the same next year as it was last year? You know, and that's a big one right there, especially with financial planning, because, you know, there are things in our financial life that even if the tax laws didn't change, just because I got a year older, required minimum distributions, there's a perfect example.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you've got tax qualified plans and, you know, you reach required minimum distribution age, regardless if you need the money or not, Uncle Sam says, hey, you got to take some money, and that's going to do what?
Yeah.
Affect your taxes, which could potentially affect your IRMA taxes, the Medicare surtax, like Caleb said. So, again, it's planning and knowing all those things, you know, what questions to ask, you know, because that can potentially reveal where your plan is and where you really aren't aligned in your plan. And that alignment is what may help you avoid a nasty shock, you know, going forward. You know, you've heard me say the saying, you know, small hinges swing big doors. You know, sometimes small tweaks to your financial plan and your tax planning can make a huge change, you know, a huge difference now and in the future.
So if I ask the right questions, I've got my plan put together. We know that if I've done some planning, I know when those required minimum distributions are going to hit. So I have all this right, put together in my plan. But what does that look like for my taxes from a clarity standpoint? Caleb, so if I can see all this, we can plan for it, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's the hard part is how do, you know, the everyday person that's not in this every day see that picture clearly and have clarity to do that, you know?
You
and
talk to professionals. Yeah. That's what you do.
Well, and that's what we're here for, to and help. And we use, you know, software that can be a visual aid or things like that too, or other examples to help show that. But, you know, clarity is, you know, helping connect those dots between the decisions, the income, and the taxes, and how to, you know, coordinate those effectively. And, you know, this is, or hopefully helps give you, you know, fewer surprises, you know, more confidence in your choices. Like Dan said, you know, hey, if you kind of feel like you messed up on your taxes every year, you're going to be less confident in your own decisions.
Yeah.
You know, hey, by lessening that, you do get more confident. And it helps you have a calm, informed conversation with your spouse, your advisor, your tax person about what are we actually doing? What proactively now do we need to do this year? We just look backwards.
Yeah.
Now what can we do this year going forward for the other 9 months? You know, and it does help, you know, make looking forward and being proactive a lot easier, because again, you know some of these things that are going to come up, or you know those trade-offs, how one decision is going to affect the other, or you have an advisor that can help you. Hey, if this happened in March, this is what it's going to look like in December. So
with the time of the year and people getting into taxes, maybe you're motivated and you say, that's not going to happen again, I need to talk to somebody, right?
Get exactly right,
get these worked out. So what, wrap this all up for me, Dan, put a bow on it here.
Well, you know, I guess to kind of close this up, you know, remember, you know, that nasty tax surprise that's potentially out there, you know, that's a message, not a punishment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your finances aren't cruel. They're just honest. You know, I mean, they really are. And taxes often show you where the gaps are. And remember, you don't need to fix everything today. You just need to start watching for the signals before they become full-blown emergencies.
Yes.
And again, speak with your own tax professional regarding your specific situation. You know, again, know where you stand. And, you know, a saying that I always remember and it's always stuck with me is, and when it comes to dealing with taxes, it's so important. It's, you know, it's not always about what you make. It's about what you get to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've heard also a couple, two or three different deals about taxes, you know. Uncle Sam's your partner, unfortunately, but you can sure make him a minority partner if you can.
Right. Right.
And then I got to share this one too. Henny Youngman, he was a comedian back in the day. He one time said, he goes, "I'm very proud to be American paying taxes, but I could be just as proud for half as much." You know, and I've always thought that was pretty funny. So, so anyway, but again, visit with your tax professional, you know, give our office a call, you know, especially if you're curious about how your retirement plans are potentially affecting your tax situation, because again, that's what we do. We look at it from a holistic, you know, all a big picture standpoint. And, you know, because again, that's one of the seven pillars, we call them, of your financial life is your tax planning. And you got to coordinate it with the rest of your financial plan.
Taxes are part of it for sure.
That's right.
And this is the first year that they changed for a lot of folks with the One Big Beautiful Bill. So there is going to be some of these surprises, good or bad. But so now to us, it's like, hey, that's the opportunity for our clients. So, all right, let's look forward. Now we know the ground rules changed. What happened? Now let's move going forward.
There you go.
So again, excuse me. 712-623-5726.
There you go. You can look it up online and make that appointment and have that conversation.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Make it a morning.